I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, the one talk show in America you must tune into, because I'm going to help you make some seriously better money moves and probably do it all this hour of Money Power. I'm just kidding. But I am going to talk about a lot of very important things. How about now, something written by Matt Berduzzi, my peeps, I guess, talking about his dad. I think Matt's a financial advisor. He's talking about his dad, who had $1.8 million of GE stock at age 60, I think. Yeah, 67, and was retiring. I'll tell you his story coming up in just a bit. And this debate over the pre-tax versus the Roth versus post-tax investing, I want to try to clear up some of the confusion on that, because most of the time, most of the people are making the wrong decision there. I'll explain why. But I start today with Ben Carlson, who wrote an outstanding article, Double-Digit Returns Are the Norm for the Stock Market. What? Yeah, sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program helping you to make better money moves. Now, obviously, 2018, it's pretty much a flat year so far. Maybe it's up a tiny bit, but not that much. Certainly not up to 21% we were up last year. But when I saw this headline, I got thinking to myself about the volumes, dozens of emails I've gotten over the years, and the criticisms on market timing, my strong stance against attempting to time the market and looking at these, you know, momentum plays and moving averages and all that stuff. Because more times than not, the stock market will throw you a head fake like you've never seen before. It'd be like trying to cover Jerry Rice or someone like that. What a head fake. And it happens all the time. And when I read this article, I was reminded of the fact that the market doesn't go up at 8 or 9% per year. Oh, no, no, no. It does average that. But remember, when we talk about average, it's like having your head in an icebox and your, you know, feet in the oven. On average, you might feel okay. But on average is not your portfolio, in particular when we're talking about the decumulation phase, and in particular when we're talking about your investor behavior. So here is what Mr. Ben had to say. U.S. stocks posted their ninth consecutive calendar year gain in 2017, once you include dividends. The only other time the S&P 500 has advanced for nine straight years on the basis of total returns was in the 1990s, when stocks were positive every year from 1991 to 1999. The S&P returned 21.6% in 2017, so this also marked the seventh year out of the past nine that it has finished with a double-digit gain. Stocks are supposed to do 9.6, whatever percent that they've done historically. But seven out of the last 9 years, they've been in double, not single digits. Gains of this magnitude are sure to make some investors nervous. There have been calls of too far, too fast, and the easy money has been made. Have you heard those? I have. But double-digit gains are not an outlier in the stock market. They are the norm. I might also add that double-digit negative market returns during the so-called down years is also somewhat the norm, which is why making timing of the stock market truly next to impossible. And as you consider 2018, he goes on, remember that double-digit gains are just as likely. Could he be predicting another double-digit return for this year? I don't think he is. He's just saying it's just as likely, statistically speaking. And he gives some stats. Over the past 90 years, the Standard & Poor's 500 has shown 66 calendar year gains and 24 losses. So about 75% of the time, the market has gone up, and the annualized return, as I just mentioned, was 9.6%. But averages, as I said, don't tell the whole story. Of those 66 positive annual gains, the average return was almost 21%, and 51 of those 66 years saw double-digit returns. That's pretty impressive. But if you're out of the market in a year where there's a double-digit return, you've lost that forever, which is why you just cannot time your way in and out of this. Now, I know the contra opinion is, well, yes, but if you could time your way out of a 21% loss, then your money has that much more opportunity to grow. But folks, if the market's going up 75% of the time and the market's going down 25% of the time, where do you want to stake your odds on being able to predict the 25% ones or the 75% ones? Come on. In fact, the year finished with a gain in the range of 8% to 12% in just four of the past 90 years. So it doesn't hit the average hardly at all. Less than 5% of the time. Stocks have finished the year with a gain in excess of 20%, one-third of the time. Very, very interesting, especially when we start talking about, you know, structured investments that give you downside risk protection, but it cuts off the roof of some of the upside. It's going to cause a lot more discussion between you and your investment advisor. Because sometimes it's just better to let the market run as it's gonna run and take your lumps on the downside, because traditionally, if you hold on long enough, you're getting a much, much better rate of return. As I said, on average, you do very well. A similar pattern appears when stocks fall. The average annual loss during down years was 14%. Again, a double-digit loss. Of the 24 down years, 11 had double-digit drops. On six of those occasions, stocks fell 20% or more. That would be defined as a bear market. When the up and down years are combined, we see that 70% of all calendar year returns are double-digit gains or losses. Try to predict that one. It is impossible. And I'll tell you where it really, really has an impact. And that isn't so much during the accumulation phase. It's during the decumulation phase. And why advisors that focus on decumulation, the so-called retirement advisors, are the ones you want to be discussing your strategy with, the decumulation people, not the accumulation people. Because it doesn't matter what the sequence of returns is while you're accumulating, because your net balance at the end is the exact same number. But when you're decumulating, it's totally different. I will stop on this because I've got a lot more ground to cover. But I found it fascinating when you actually evaluated the numbers that 70% of the time your portfolio is going to be up or down double digits. And trying to time your way in and out of that is virtually impossible. Strategy first. We'll be back on the Ray Program.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Please drink responsibly.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, one of the questions I get most often is, Ray, how much do you have in the FANG stocks? And I don't discuss my own portfolio on the air and so forth. I don't buy, by and large, individual stocks. So it doesn't really matter anyway. But, you know, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon, and Netflix, and Google, the FANGs. And they've done absolutely phenomenally well. But sometimes too much of a good thing ain't such a good thing. So Michael Batnick actually wrote about this fellow, Matt Bertuzzi, who sent him a link to a Reddit discussion the other day. And I thought I'd share this with you because it's got some compelling evidence on exactly what I was just talking about, although the industries are significantly different. The guy wrote to this fellow, Matt, my dad has $1.8 million worth of GE. What should he do? This is roughly 90% of his stock portfolio. I warned him to diversify a few years back, but he's held the stock for years and is quite stubborn. He's 67 and is retiring from GE within the next year. Now, this question was asked in September of 2017. The stock had just declined 19% from the previous 12 months, but at the same time, Boeing, Caterpillar, and Honeywell had gained 85%, 45%, and 19% respectively, all blue chips nonetheless. Here's what some of the responses were and why you should not go online and believe all of the reviews. I did that the other day when I was in Maui. I went on, you know, the Yelp, you know, the thing. I had a hankering for Mexican food. Sorry, when you live in San Diego, you can't go 3 days without a good taco or huevos rancheros, right? And I was getting a little tired of the pig, if you know what I mean, unless it's carnitas. In either event, I started reading these reviews, and there was a Mexican restaurant fairly close to the hotel, but the reviews weren't so hot. But it didn't matter, because when this fat Italian body wants Mexican food, he's going to the nearest place. So Jeannie and I go to this Mexican restaurant. It was fantastic. It was as good as you can get. And I live, you know, within miles of probably 20 fantastic Mexican restaurants. In either event, the reviews, I don't know who wrote them. Well, here is what one of the people said about this fellow's dad with his $1.8 million in GE stock. Leave him be. Makes the most sense to me. With $1.8 million, with a close to 4% dividend yield he's getting, an additional $72,000 on top of the pension he'll be receiving. I do not believe GE is going out of business, and he's already ridden it down to near all-time lows. And we have a new leader taking over for Immelt, who presided over this demise. Jeffrey Immelt, who he's talking about, and he's out now, and a new guy's in. That turned out to be very bad advice, by the way. This fellow was way overweight in one stock that he fell in love with. And I'm sure it treated him fine over the years. But as I said before, there are other stocks of similar stature that he could have diversified in. Next response. While not optimal, the dividend's okay. It should more than pay the bills. It is a steady Eddie blue chip that will be around for tomorrow. See, this guy is a prognosticator and can somehow see into the future which companies will be here and which will not. My suspicion is General Electric will, but I don't know about the dividend or the share price. Allow me, if I may. There's more money to be made here. Why bother the old dude? Oh, even as a pension company, just be happy that you are still maybe in the will. He's obviously given advice to the son in September of 2017. The stock was indeed a blue chip, and it will more than likely continue to be a blue chip. But it's only worth 56% of what it was on that date. That takes the guy from $1.8 million down to about $1 million. Worse yet, GE cut the dividend in half. So instead of a $72,000 dividend, it's now less than $35,000. So for a person buying, the yield looks pretty good. But if you owned it, the yield, that kind of sucks. Because now it's down where the S&P 500's yield is. So what have we learned in this exercise? And it's an important one. First and foremost, stocks are not bonds. You don't buy them for the yield, because the yield can go away. I have said this for years. Reinvest your dividends, because that guarantees you a lower average share price, because you'll be buying more shares with that dividend when the price is going lower, and you'll be buying fewer shares when the price is going higher, which under new math says you'll be averaging your share price lower. Your dollar cost averaging your dividend yield as opposed to spending it. And if you were spending this dividend and now you dropped 56% and the dividend got cut in half, how happy are you? Stocks are not bonds and should not be treated as such. Next, don't have 90% of your net worth in any one stock. I don't care if it's one of the FANG stocks, because they can be volatile. In fact, they can be exceptionally volatile. I know a lot of investors don't remember what happened to technology stocks back in the year 2000. They dropped 70, 80%, and it took 15 years to get back to even. It just happened recently. Can you imagine waiting 15 years just to get your own money back while the rest of the market has been gangbusters, especially the last 9 years? If you need professional advice, go to a professional advisor. Don't get your information at the gym or on the golf course or from stupid blogs that may be written by people that have no idea what they're talking about. And then just sing the happy song. That's all I can say. There it is, right there. I wrote that when I was 17, by the way. And it sounds like I performed it when I was 18. Either that or I sucked in a whole bunch of helium. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Just one phrase in mind, then nothing can go
We paid
wrong.
Less for a Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, you've probably heard me argue for years now that individuals, for the most part, ought to be putting money away pre-tax and taking advantage of the tax benefits today, and even, in fact, perhaps taking the tax savings with a pre-tax investment and investing it in something like a Roth IRA. And this debate has been going on. And now with the lower tax rates, even more people tend to think that the Roth IRA is a better place for you to be putting your money instead of a deductible IRA or even a 401k. I take issue with that. And in fact, Adam Levy wrote about this, and I want to give you his numbers and my comments, because I do believe that for most of us, not all, for most, and you know I've also reported that there have been studies done that says a combo plate of both pre-tax and post-tax Roth money makes the most sense, in particular for those in the higher income tax brackets. But by and large, it's all a question of how you do the math. So let me read what Adam had to say, and then I'll throw my two cents worth in. Experts, he claims, commonly recommend that you save in a Roth account if you expect to have a higher income retirement than you do now. You've heard me say that. You've also heard me say that your chances having a higher income than you have now in retirement, taxable income, slim to none in most instances. That's because you pay taxes on Roth contributions, but don't pay taxes on withdrawals in retirement. And higher incomes are generally associated with higher taxes. However, if you're already saving for retirement and you intend to maintain the same standard of living when you leave the workforce, then your retirement income won't likely exceed your current income. I got news for you. It's not likely to even come close, and I'll tell you why. Not all of your income in retirement is going to be taxable. For example, are you saving in a brokerage account? That's post-tax money. When post-tax money comes out to you, it's not taxed. If it's capital gain money, it's taxed at a lower rate, as low as zero. He'll get into that in a moment. Also, Social Security may be taxed zero, up to 50% of it, and at a maximum, 85% of it. So right off the bat, your income, even if it's the same, will not be taxed at the same rate. Now, if rates were to go higher, that could be an issue. That has not been the trend. The trend has rates have gone lower. And after these booming economic numbers that we're seeing now so far this year, and the Atlanta Fed suggesting we may get, what did they say? 4.8% second quarter growth? That's beyond impressive. I don't know if it'll happen, but it's beyond impressive that they're even mentioning it. He goes on to say, don't tilt the math in favor of Roths. One could argue that saving taxes at your marginal rate today on a contribution of $5,500, which is the max that you can put in to a Roth unless you're 50 or older, is worth less than the tax savings on your withdrawals after you retire. For example, with a net income of $65,000, an individual is firmly in the 22% tax bracket. So if this individual maxes out his Roth contribution, he's effectively paying $1,210 in taxes each year that he could have kept out of the government's hands by saving through a traditional IRA instead. But if this individual needed $30,000 from his Roth IRA each year in retirement, then he'd save at least $1,970 in taxes on those withdrawals. And indeed, the benefits of the Roth look to outweigh the benefits of the traditional. But that's not a fair comparison. Let's compare it the right way. When this person saves $1,200 in taxes using a traditional IRA, the dude is not going to just go blow the money, theoretically. I guess he could. But if he is a disciplined investor, he's saving that $1,200 in taxes and investing it. And if he earns 7% on it, he'll have $76,500 to pay the $1,970 in taxes that he would theoretically owe on the pre-tax contributions when he's making withdrawals. That $76,500 goes a long way. It's usually 20 or 25 year break even. And it could be even longer than that, depending on how much tax he has to pay on that $76,500. Again, if it's capital gain money, the tax could be zero. But it's always going to be lower because capital gains rates are always lower than ordinary income rates. Anyway, we've gotten into this discussion before, and my advice has been very consistent in this area. Unless you are Donald Trump and you're getting increased income from rents, and it's substantial in the hundreds of millions of dollars in income, the benefit that you receive from the Roth tax-free contribution may be worth paying some taxes today. Most of the time, it is not worth having done so. Most of the time, what is worth it, and you might want to write this down, is to start by doing the pre-tax contribution. Let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket, and let's say that you're going to put $6,500 into your IRA deductible or your 401k. That saves you about, not to the Roth IRA, to a deductible IRA, that saves you about $2,000 in taxes. Take the $2,000 and fund a Roth if you can. Now, if you make too much money, then you obviously can't. But most people make less than a couple $100,000, and they can indeed put that money into a Roth, and that money grows tax-free. That's the best advice I can give you. If there are ways for you to do backdoor Roth IRAs because you are rich, you make a lot of money, that's a brilliant maneuver because now you're building up tax-free money with your pre-tax money. And remember how critically important it is to be able to blend your tax brackets, blend your retirement income from tax-free from the Roth, tax-deferred from capital gain assets, which are taxed at a lower rate, and pre-tax assets like your deductible IRAs and 401ks, so that in retirement, you can control your tax bracket. And this business of being in a higher bracket when you retire, I would say for over 90% of us, is bogus information. And I hear it all the time. Now, there are some exceptions. There's the exception, lower side of your income on Social Security. When Social Security becomes taxable, you could get stung with a fairly high tax rate. So that could be one of the exceptions. Talk to your financial advisor. You can do forecasting 10, 15, even 20 years ahead to see where you might be so that you can make a determination how much money goes into pre-tax accounts and whether or not you can take the tax deduction and redeploy that money into tax-free accounts or do backdoor Roth IRA conversions so that you're able to accumulate some money tax-free, but not to the expense for 90% of us in funding pre-tax 401k contributions and pre-tax IRA contributions. You got to do the math correctly. And when you do, I'm sure you'll agree with my analysis. All right, we'll take a break, come back with your emails right after this.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Reason
reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. Glad that you're on board. Got some decent emails in, which we will get to, so hit it, fellas. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Okay, the first one's from Mark. Hi, Ray. Love the show I watch on Biz TV. Well, thank you for that. We do appreciate it. If you don't have Biz TV in your area, you should get it. I'm 65. I have an inherited IRA from my mother, who was 88 and taking required minimum distributions. I know that I'm required to take RMDs from the IRA. What I'd like to know is, can I do a QCD even though I'm not 70 and a half? Okay, let me go through some of this. RMD, QCD, the acronyms and so forth. Okay. We know that an RMD is a required minimum distribution, and not only do you have to take your own required minimum distribution, but in the year that your mom died, you've got to take a required minimum distribution out for her and put that on her tax return. Then the following year, you'll be able to take money out based on your life expectancy as a beneficiary, assuming you are indeed the beneficiary of her IRA. Okay, so that gets that takes care of that. The QCD, that's a qualified charitable deduction. Now, nothing would prevent a beneficiary that I know of from doing a qualified deduction directly to a charity without having to report the income. But here's the rub. You must be 70 and a half. You are 65. So that dog ain't going to hunt. Sorry about that. But it's very nice of you to be thinking about that. Check with your accountant to see if the regular way you'll end up being able to get any kind of a deduction. Remember, the regular way is you take the distribution, you pay tax at your ordinary income rates, and then you apply for the charitable write-off, and there's all kinds of rules you have to follow to see if you'll actually get it. Probably not. Okay, Next, we have Helen. So, I have been watching your program here and there, and you mentioned reverse mortgages. So, don't you like it when people always start sentences with so? So, my mother will be 90 years young this year and property rich, two homes, but her cash is dwindling, taxes, etc., eating up the monies my dad saved and left to her, most likely not figuring she would live this long. Is she too old for a reverse mortgage on her Massachusetts property, worth a lot of money when we sell it, but she lives there and won't leave it? But didn't know, if 90 was too old for a reverse mortgage. Well, hoping I catch the answer on your show. If not, okay to respond to my email address. Thank you in advance. Okay, I'll respond both ways. All right, first off, a 90-year-old can do a reverse mortgage on her principal residence. She has two homes. Only one of them can be her principal domicile, and that's the only one in which she can do a reverse mortgage. Now, would it be worth it for her to do the reverse mortgage? Reverse mortgage is going to cost some money. They are not free. They're certainly not inexpensive. And a 90-year-old who could die in a year or two or three, it may be a fairly expensive loan. So here's my thought. And I always have to come up with thoughts and suggestions. Who's the beneficiary? Who are the beneficiaries of this real estate that is, you know, so valuable that in a couple of years, I mean, couple could be 5, 10, maybe at the outset, but in a few years is going to inherit all of this money? Could it be you, Helen, or your brothers and sisters? Why don't you put together a family partnership where you all do the reverse mortgage? This gets a little complicated. Might need a lawyer to get involved. But you could save all of the reverse mortgage fees and all of the hassle. She's going to have to take reverse mortgage classes. And then there's going to be the question of her competence. I mean, as a reverse mortgage lender, I think it would be risky to make her that loan because she's 90. So why don't you guys get together and put a fund together, even if they borrow money out of your own homes, and put that money into this so-called partnership. Let the partnership lend the money against the home. It's secured by a trust deed, so the partnership is guaranteed to get paid back when mom dies, and all of a sudden you've solved the problem. Mom has an extra 20, 30, 50, whatever, $1,000 you guys can conjure up. You're secured. You get a reasonable interest rate, 4, 5, 6%, that comes off the top. And whichever siblings decide to go in on that, whether it's 1 or 3 or 5, you're all treated equally because you get paid from the inheritance first because you are a secured lender. That's what I would do. Real quick, Janet, I've heard you brag about how good HSAs are. These are funny emails today. We are a self-employed, healthy family of four. Would it make sense for us? Well, if you truly are healthy, it probably does. Because as a family, and by the way, they just changed this. It was $6,850 for a family. It's now back up to $6,900 post the Trump tax plan. So you get to put $6,900 away, and you can pay for all of your health care costs out of pocket. Meanwhile, you go to invest $6,900 a year. Since you have kids, probably in your 40s, 25 years from now, that could be worth $300,000-$400,000 in a tax-free account. If you save all of your receipts for health care costs, you can write yourself a tax-free check for all the money that you spent and any money you might spend post age 65 when you can't have one anymore. That's probably a really wise thing to do. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning into the Ray Lucia Show. Now make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.